All right. Are we ready?
Yes, sir.
What's going on? All right. Welcome to the Questionable Behavior Podcast. Please don't forget to follow us on Instagram at @_QBPC. Also, that is Angelica's mom.
That's mom's. Everybody. Mom
that's
Dukes.
Mama
Dukes. I love the family support. So, where was I? Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at @_QBPC. Also, rate us 5 stars on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and anywhere there is stars. All right. We got this is your host, Edison, by the way. I usually don't announce myself, but we got DC in the building. DC, say what up.
Hey, what's going on, peoples? How y'all doing?
Yeah, and we brought a special guest co-host today, Adrian from Quantum Split. Say what up.
Que lo que, que lo que, que lo que. That's Dominican Republic right there.
All right, nice. We add a little spice.
Nah, don't bring that Rocky stuff in here, man.
And we got the special guest, Angelica, in the building. Bad gal, Angie, say what's up.
Hey, what's up?
What's going on, Angelica? We got the future child star of America. Well, she's a child star now. The future star of America.
Yeah. Go as big as you can. Yeah. The future child star of
adults.
Just go all the way.
Of the world. Yes, of the world. Exactly. So, Angelica, you are 14 years old, and you've done more than 35-year-olds that I know in like a fraction of the time. So first of all, is any of this kind of, like, Adrian was asking for it, is any of this kind of hitting you and you're like, holy shit, what's going on?
Well, it like sometimes doesn't even feel real, mm-hmm. You know, like it doesn't feel real, and I feel like I'm just having fun with it. Like, I don't feel like it's work. I mm-hmm. just enjoy it.
Mm. How did it feel the first time you got on stage? Were you nervous?
I was very nervous the first time. I was very nervous. I feel like if you're not nervous, then, you know, you're not, like, you need to... I'm always nervous. I want to do a good job.
Yeah.
So, I'm always nervous.
That means you care about the fans. That's
yeah.
good.
Yeah, always. Yeah.
But, all right, so you get a little bit of nerves every time you go on stage or whatever.
Yeah, a little bit. It's gotten better, though, because I've gotten more comfortable with it.
Mm-hmm. So, now, your first song came out, you were, like, around 11 years old. Yes. That was your first single, and it just blew up. It went on AMC theaters. It's been playing on AMC theaters everywhere, 105.1, a bunch of different media networks. So at 11 years old, how are you putting this music together? I want to know how the idea of you becoming a pop star came to be. Was it like your goal to do it and then your parents kind of helped you with put everything together in regards to the music, or how did that come to be?
Well, I always loved music since I was mm-hmm. like 6 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like, I guess like every 6 year old like wants to be like a pop star.
Yeah.
But then when I got older, like, I was like, I actually really want to do this. Like, that's mm-hmm. what I told my parents, and they were like totally supportive with it and mm-hmm. everything. You know, like, they're my number one supporters.
Yeah, I see that for sure. And your mom is a wonderful manager, you know what I mean?
Yeah, momager.
Momager.
Wait, we got to take a moment to give a round of applause to the parents.
Yes. Yeah. Here, supporting.
Definitely.
Hey, Quantum Split has that family support too, yeah, so they know where that's coming
support,
from.
Right?
The whole they pulled up with like 12 people, so.
I feel like
but,
that's important.
Yeah. But all right, so at around 6, you decided, all right, I want to try to kind of do music. Is that when it all... came together?
When I was 6, I joined the church choir and I got a vocal coach.
Mm.
So then I, you know, switched schools when I was in 3rd grade and went to a performing arts school.
Nice.
And then I got into the school productions and the plays, and I really like fell in love with it. Like, this is like, that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to, you know, be able to sing and like, you know, tell, share my music
put on
with
a show,
the world.
Kind of thing.
Yeah, all that stuff. So then when I, like, was 11, I got into the recording studio, and I started recording Rich Girl Mentality.
Mm-hmm.
And then we recorded the video, and then after that, it just went crazy. I mean, 3 weeks after, I got called to Atlantic Records.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And, yeah, you also got contacted by Disney eventually.
Yeah, I had a 5-hour meeting with Disney.
5-hour meeting? Wow.
Yes.
How was that?
It's pretty crazy. You know, I got to really, you know, find a place that, you know, was going to change my look.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they're considering you for the Camp Rock 4 or something?
I personally think I should have been Kim Possible. But I should have been.
Oh, well, there. At least
there's still time.
Yeah, they were like, all right, well, we can't have you for Kim Possible. She's like, next. We'll go to platinum then.
Frozen live action.
So it wasn't an issue with Disney. You just basically wanted to go somewhere that wouldn't change you. You wanted to keep your authentic look.
Yeah, I mean, like, you're supposed to be you.
Yeah.
You know, no one's.
Did they
to...
want to change you?
I'm sorry.
Did Disney want to change your image?
Of course, they wanted to change my image.
Like, how so?
They wanted to put a bow in my hair.
Are you? Oh,
you got a bow in your hair.
Yeah.
Well, I got a scrunchie in my hair. I mean, I don't know how I feel about like a bright pink bow.
So they
in
wanted
my
to
hair.
Make you kind of like more like the younger look, kind of like Hannah Montana back in the day. Is that what it was?
I don't
was?
Think. Yeah, I think that's exactly what it was. But I don't think that's gonna like work for today's generation.
No, I don't think so.
No, not at all.
No one wants to see like a bow in your hair.
You know, you said something very interesting. Today's generation. It's good that you're actually in tune with like what's going on.
Yeah,
it's
important. I have to be. I have to make sure that I'm, you know, like what the fans want to see.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
But so your one song is Rich Girl Mentality. Then you have Shades, and then the one that launched more recently is All Good Girls Go Bad.
Well, that song don't launch yet.
So you just put a little snippet of it.
Yes, I put a sneak peek, you know, like a teaser trailer.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking forward to, you know, releasing that song because it's one of my favorite songs I've ever recorded.
Mm.
Yeah.
So, all right, where are you getting, like, your lyrics from? Are you writing everything?
Yeah, because, you know, superstars have co-writers. And so do you sit down and write your own thing, or do you have, like, people to help you with it?
Well, I have a whole team that writes music for me. Nice. They wrote Rich Girl Mentality and Shades, and then they wrote Part of Amazing, which is a song that has a rapper from Louisiana on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, for Good Girls Go Bad, All Good Girls Go Bad, someone from Sony wrote that song.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
So is that the next move, Sony? Is that like a little sneak peek of where Angelica might end up? Or?
Well, I am having some meetings with some major players in the music industry. Mm-hmm. Nice. Song was written by Sony. I did not have a meeting with Sony about anything like that. But I will tell you that there will be some major things happening.
Mm.
Awesome.
Nice.
Awesome.
Yeah, we want first dibs at that so we can announce it. No,
how do you feel when they write a song and they present it to you, like, lyric-wise?
Well, I have to listen to it and make sure that I like the vibe of it.
Yeah.
I mean, most of the time, I really love all the songs everyone brings to me.
Mm.
Nice.
Yeah, and then you got, like, your whole... you have background dancers. So you really, like, in between your music videos and also when you go on stage, you really put on a show. So do you study anybody? Who are your idols in regards to, like, performing? Who do you look up to and want to kind of, you know?
I love Rihanna. Mm. As you can tell from the Bad Gal Riri.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bad Gal. That's where I got it from. Yeah, Bad Gal Angie's from Bad Gal Riri.
Yeah.
I love her. I love, like, you know, like, I really, like, if I can meet one person in the music industry, that's who it would be.
Rihanna?
Awesome. Yes, I love Rihanna.
So that's someone that you'd love to make a track with at any moment.
Yes, definitely. And then a lot of people say I look like Britney Spears. Like, I have, like, the similar blonde hair. I get that a lot. I love her, too.
But so you go from... launching something at 11. Now, what's everybody's reaction around you? Because were you already going to performing arts school at that point, or?
Well, when I released that song, I was, you know, it was in the summer. Mm-hmm. I was going into a new school, and then, you know, the new school was not supportive of you know, everything, and I changed schools, and now I'm homeschooled.
Mm.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that.
Totally focus on my career.
Right. Okay. Yeah,
and so, when did you start? I didn't mean to cut you off, bro. When did you start being homeschooled?
I started being homeschooled. This is my second year.
Second year? How do you like it? How's it going?
I love it. I mean, I'm able to totally focus on my career,
mm-hmm.
which that's my dream. When I was in, like, my other schools, I was like, this is not what I want to do. I don't want to be in school. I want to be focusing on my career.
Nice.
What about, like, hanging out with friends and all that, like, mixing in with people? Because, you know, when I was 11, I was just... hanging out with my friends and playing video games. Like, has that affected you being homeschooled versus being in school?
Well, I never went to school with any of my friends. So I, you know, I always went to different schools and I still get to see them. You know, I bring them to the recording studio. You know, I still have fun. I'm still a kid.
Oh, that's perfect. All right.
Just face the microphone.
Okay, sure. Yeah.
No worries. But yeah, so all right, you bring your friends to the recording studio. Yeah, that's what I want to know, because once all this stardom and everything comes, you know, you already in 3 years have made it so far. It's got to be life changing. You know what I mean? I mean, from going to homeschool and also the time that you have with your friends, it's probably less and less as years go by. So how do you maintain a normal life, a normal child, like a normal kid's life in comparison to, like?
Well, I mean, I guess we both have, like, you know, like, me compared to a normal kid, we both have different lives. And I'm, you know, I'm on a radio.
Yeah.
You know? Right now. Well, you know, so, yeah, it's a little different. It's
big difference.
Yeah, well, it's a big difference. But I still make sure, my parents make sure that I'm still a kid. And, you know, I enjoy everything that I do. Mm-hmm. So, to me, you know, it's totally worth the sacrifice.
Yeah, this is exactly what you wanted to do. So it's exactly. not like, you know, it's not like it's stopping anything else because, you know, this was the goal anyway. So you're kind of doing what you love at this point.
Yeah, I always think that I you know, I was born not to have like an ordinary life. Like I want to do something that's out of the ordinary.
Awesome.
Mm. Awesome. So when you see like other, you know, there's other young stars, especially, you know, like we think immediately, I guess, Justin Bieber or something. And they get all this fame when they're young. And then as they get older, it's just almost unbearable. So is that something that you are aware of? Like, all right, at any moment, the next song can just blow you up and basically you'll get almost... change your life completely, you know?
Yeah, I do, you know, think about that sometimes, and I am unprepared for it. Mm-hmm. I personally believe that I'm prepared for it. I mean, that's why, I mean, I'm in the music industry to, you know, conquer the goal of being famous.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't want to be just a star in America. I want to be a star in the whole entire world.
Yeah.
International.
Global.
Hmm.
Global.
Yeah, I mean, you're already on your way. You worked with Fetty Wap. You toured with Fetty Wap. Toured with
T-Grizzly.
Yeah, T-Grizzly.
6ix9ine.
6ix9ine. You're on stage with Fatboy recently again.
Yes.
Funk Flex. You know, so that is just...
I think eventually Rihanna's going to want to meet you, like...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, let's clap it up for that, first of all. You know, especially, hey, the moves.
Especially now that she knows you're a fan of her. Like, now is... I don't know if you said this before, but... I feel like on this podcast now.
Now you put it out there in the universe. She's coming. She's coming. Bad gal, Riri.
Yeah. Shout out to Rihanna. I love her too.
But you know, besides this music and the pop, and the music industry and these moves that you've made, you've been a model for Neiman Marcus since basically you were born.
Yeah.
So, is that been ongoing like throughout your whole childhood or like?
Well, you know. I modeled for them until I was around maybe 6 years old. Because around that time, like, I noticed I didn't really want to model. You know, that was not my passion. Like, I didn't want to go into a career like modeling. I wanted to, you know.
It's crazy that you talk about not my passion. You're six. Like,
I knew it. I knew it when I was six. So I was just like, I don't want
to. I didn't know how to spell passion at six.
It's crazy. So it's crazy though that she realized that, like, yo, so I don't want to do this.
Yeah,
like,
so early.
This is not fun for me.
Why am I keeping it real? Time?
Well, I did just model for Fashion Week. Like, I have no problem.
You were on Times Square too, right?
Yeah, I was.
That's big.
I was on a billboard in Times Square. I have no issue doing it. It's just not something I want to do as an everyday life.
Yeah,
yeah.
So, one question: who do you think you get your good looks from? Your dad or your mom?
Oh, both of them.
Both of them together.
Yeah.
That was a nice neutral answer.
Good.
She's prepared. She's prepared.
She'd be like, "Oh, totally, mom." And then dad has a sour face on the way back home. Like,
she knows how to keep them both happy.
Well, I think I'm like both of them. Like, I have like a mixture of my mom's nose and my dad's nose, and like all of that. So I look like a little bit like both of them.
It's a combination.
Yeah.
So having your mom as your manager as well, and your parents so closely linked to your career. Does it ever, for you, get to like a point like, ah, oh, come on, mom, like, you know, like, is there ever like a tension?
Like, fall back, mom. Like,
give me a break, mom.
Let me put it to you this way. There's always tension sometimes between an artist and their manager.
Yeah.
Always.
So it's not really the family like, standpoint, more of like the momager and like that's where like the tension builds up.
The momager.
You're talking to your manager instead of your mom.
Yeah. Oh, that's when it's the tension. But when you're talking to mom, everything is all good.
Yeah.
So how do you, like, so let's say, you know, something, I'm sure something's happened for your music and whatever, where maybe you guys clashed, and then, but at the end of the day, you're home, and it's your mom, and you're watching a movie or something, so how do you separate the one from the other, or do you at all?
I mean, I do, of course, separate it. You know, sometimes it's just like, this is my life, so there's always going to be a momager,
mm-hmm.
and there's always going to be a mom, and there's always going to be a manager, and, you know, together they're momager, so it's kind of, it's everything, Sinana. Sometimes you have to separate it, but for the most part, like, I want to, like, you know, eat, sleep, and breathe music, so.
In relation to that, can you give us an example of, like, a day in your life?
Day in my life.
Yeah, like a regular day in your life when you wake up, you know, stardom.
Oh, true. You know, like a regular working day.
Yeah.
A regular working
day. It's not work to her, though.
Well, it's never a dull moment. So, like, I'll wake up and they'll be like, there's like, we got an email. They're going to shut your account down on Instagram. Like, the truth is, it's not even, like, a real email. It's, like, someone's
trying to hack into you.
Yeah, they're trying to hack into my Instagram and all that. So, it's, like, that's, like, one of the things I would wake up to. And, like, the next day, it'd be, like, someone hacked our email. Wake up
to the email, yeah.
Yeah, so it's, like, all those kind of things.
And then, all right, so you get to... What are your studio hours like also? Like?
Well, right now my studio just changed locations, so I haven't had a chance to record. When I get back, hopefully I'll make some smash hits and everything.
Get back from where?
Well, you know.
Get back to the studio.
Oh,
get back to
the studio. Oh, I thought you meant like she's going
It's away. Like Cancun? No. Yeah. Studio.
I wish. Come on. Like I would love to go to Aruba right now. I would love to. Yeah, but when I get back, I hopefully like get back to the studio. Hopefully record some, like, you know, pretty smash songs and, like, everything, like, a hit. But I'm excited to see the new studio.
Yeah.
How does the whole production work? Because I've listened to your music, and the beats you pick are, like, super dope. They're good. So do you pick them? Do you have a final say on the beat selections and stuff?
What I do is I have someone who makes beats for me.
Oh, okay. Who's so your DJ? Shout him out. I mean, not DJ. Producer. Who's your producer?
G13. So.
Oh, G13's your producer? Wow, dang. That's awesome.
Yeah, so then he like, you know, sends the beat over to my songwriters, and then shout out to Devin and Kaz, and then they will, you know, start throwing some lyrics out there, yeah, like cooking up a hit and everything, and then, you know, I get into the studio and I record the song, and, you know, we mix, we master, and that's it, ready to release.
Is there ever a time when they write a song and you don't really like something, or you like it, and you're like, all right, well, can we change something up? Like, what's the final verdict?
Well, as they say, I have my diva moments, apparently. So. I'll make it known if I don't like it. I mean, usually everything that they bring to me, I love.
But if you don't like it, you're like, all right, no.
Basically.
Can you remember a time when, like, they showed you something, you were like, nah, I'm not about to sing about birds and dogs?
Okay, so one time, if we were recording a song, Elevator, and there was, like, this rapping part, and I was like, oh, I just don't want to put that in there.
And it was you rapping?
Yeah, it was me rapping. And I was just like, oh, I don't want to put that in there. And then we ended up not putting it in there. I love the song. Everything that they write, I absolutely love.
What is it that you didn't like particularly about that song?
Oh, it was something about like a fire truck. About getting stuck in the elevator. I'm like, but I don't want to get stuck in the elevator. Like, the whole point is to get to the top floor.
That's a bar. The whole point is to get to the top floor.
There it goes.
That's a bar.
That's what she replaced it with.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, that's so then, you know, I love everything that they write, though. Mm. But that was the only time I recall that I was just like, oh, I don't want to put that in there.
But first of all, I mean, so the very first song that came out, was that right away, like... All right, let's hire writers and get a beat. But, like, is that...
Well, I already have my writers. They wrote my first song, Rich Girl Mentality.
Oh, so even before you even...
Yeah. Well, when I released Rich Girl Mentality, I got a lot of hate for it. You know, for the name and everything and the music video. So that's when we came up with the song Shades, about keeping the haters out.
Facts.
That's a good follow-up.
Speaking of shades, what's your favorite pair of shades or a type of brand?
Ray-Ban, like, Prada.
Oh, you like them all.
Dolce Gabbana, what's up?
Dolce.
Okay.
All right, besides the music and besides, you know, your career, what is something fun that you like to do in general?
Just hang out with my friends, I guess. You spend time with family, anything like that.
What do you guys do when you hang out? Yeah, like you play board games or you watch some Netflix or...
Oh, I mean, I guess like we listen to music, to be perfectly honest with you. I mean,
your music?
No, not my music. We listen to, like, rap and everything.
Oh, nice. Cardi B?
Yeah, Cardi B. Wait, what is it? What is the thing that she does?
Okur.
Yeah.
They're bird noises. Yeah. I feel like everybody that comes from the Bronx does a bird noise.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's mine right
that's
there.
That's yours? Everybody in the hood knows. Everybody,
you hear
when
that?
They
you
hear
know
that
I'm
noise,
coming down the block.
Adrian's coming. You gotta set her up with a Brooklyn, I mean, with a Bronx bird noise.
We'll come up with one right here. Yeah. A little bird noise. I mean, a little animal noise. You pick your favorite animal, you do a little noise.
Yeah. And then in the Bronx, it'll be known. This guy. Mm. And then, all right. So, actually, just last weekend, you were working with Tony Yayo and DJ Who Kid, right?
Yeah.
So, what's coming? What's brewing with that? What are you allowed to talk about, really?
Well, you know. I'm ready, you know.
is there something coming with the collab with Tony Ayo and DJ Who Kid,
well,
or is it just
an
in the talks right
that
now?
I'm, you know, looking forward to making a song with. Don't know too much about it yet, but No, we'll get into that.
Is it a rapper or a singer? You know anything? You know.
It's a rapper.
Okay.
It's a rapper.
That's all. That's it. That's
all you're allowed to say. All
that's
right.
The hit. That's the hit
right there. Okay. All right. Is DJ Hookah producing it or is he doing it? Okay. Oh, well, we're trying. We're trying here.
Do you feel that you're gonna like stop at music, or do you also want to pursue other like avenues, like acting and maybe dancing?
Right now, this is what I will say: is we're thinking about, you know, like a movie, maybe on a soundtrack, maybe being in the movie, or maybe both.
Okay.
Being in the movie, producing the movie, producing the music for the movie. Wow. And starring in the movie.
I think it's going to be... I think she was talking about like a long music video. You know those long music video that's like a movie?
Yeah, like an hour and a half, you know?
Yeah, like that was like an hour and a half music video. Exactly. I would love to do one of those. I mean, that would just take like 10 days to record, like without stopping.
Yeah. No, but did you guys ever see that? It was the Kanye video, right? It was his whole album was a video from beginning to end. It was Kanye, right?
It was Kanye.
Yeah, definitely. Basically his whole album. The music video was the whole album from beginning to end, like that's, nonstop. That's it was dope. Like an ongoing music video for the whole album.
That's dope.
Yeah, it was good.
Makes you want to listen to every song. Just
exactly. That was the purpose of him doing it. I'm pretty sure.
It's so, like maybe I don't like the song, but I need to know what happens next. So
into the video, right? Exactly. What's the next storyline?
That's a great idea. Like each song like tells a different part of the story.
And then it all leads up to like one.
You should cop that. Like Kanye.
I'm already getting ideas in my head about it right now.
Be like, I'm gonna let you finish, but first I'm gonna copy idea.
It's always good to get and inspired, man.
Yeah, for sure.
It's only right to get inspired by, you know, people that do it before you.
Who inspires you in general?
I'm sorry?
Who inspires you, or who inspired you to start music when you were young, you know, 6 years old, seven? Who made you start singing?
Well, I would say, like, there's one song that I always listen to, like, at my, like, birthday parties as, like, an entrance to, like, walk in. Mm-hmm. It would always be I'm the Only Girl in the World by who? Rihanna.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I sing that song sometimes, too. I'm not going to lie. That's a dope song. I'm not a girl though, but you know.
Yeah, you're the only girl in the world, Angel. Is that you?
It's a great song.
Is it? What album is it? Do you know what album it's on? Because I haven't heard it.
I don't know.
No, you definitely heard it. It was a radio hit. If I play it, you've
heard
it.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
Definitely.
I'm the only girl in the world.
I'm
gonna sing because I don't know.
Angie should have sang it. Yeah, you should have pressured her.
Can you?
I'm the only girl in the world.
Oh, like yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. You see that?
It's like, I sang it. He didn't understand it. She sang. He's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know that one. Now, the one thing that surprised me was that you toured with Aretha Franklin.
Yes.
Now that is amazing because she's a legend, you know.
We got to give her
generations and generations. Yeah, that's big. So big. How did
I did a show in Detroit.
Okay, and did you like open up for Aretha?
Yes, I opened up for Aretha.
Oh wow, that is amazing. Now I know you're a different generation, so maybe Aretha Franklin.
A few generations.
You know, everyone knows who Aretha Franklin is. So yeah.
Well, I'm sure a lot of people your age have no idea. You know what I mean? So initially, when you first were gonna work with her, did you know who Aretha Franklin was? And
of course.
And were you as like happy as someone would be, I guess, to
I mean, she's a legend. I mean, I you know, I was honored to, you know, open up for her.
And how did that come to be?
Well, you know, I knew some people in Detroit who were like, oh, do you want to do like open up for Aretha Franklin? And I was just like, of course I want to open up for Aretha Franklin. And so, you know, I just, you know, went to Detroit, and I, you know, it was like so hot out. It was like crazy, and I was just like, I did it, and I immediately was just like, I'm gonna pass out, it was so hot.
Did you get to actually like talk to her personally?
Yeah, we had a little bit of a chat.
Yeah, what was she like?
Did she give you any inspiring words for the future?
Stop looking at my phone.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's important. that's important.
Yeah.
That's a good one, though.
that's some old school
stuff. That's an old school like word of advice.
Yeah,
like,
it get is. The fuck but, off it's, your phone. But it's good advice, though.
Yeah, it is. Now, also, there's this pool party that Fat Boy was throwing earlier that got shut down. There was like thousands of people there, and it was actually hosted at your parents' house, right?
Yeah, crib. At your house.
That's awesome.
So there was probably like, 50 cop cars that came outside?
There was 8 police station that like pulled up and like, we got to shut this down. And I was just like, that party was crazy. I had like tons
did it
even of
get
people.
Did it get to start or like did this
it,
party
it didn't start? I remember taking these pictures. I have these pictures where my whole backyard, there's not a single like spot where people were like from my fence, like everyone was crammed against the fence. Mm-hmm. It was crazy. I remember being on like my roof. And, like, you know, the DJ was, like, screaming. I was like, yo, this is crazy.
You could probably hear it for blocks.
How long did it, like, last before they shut it down?
A couple hours.
Oh, so y'all was
gone. Oh, yeah, that was, they were gone by that point.
Yeah, we were, it was crazy. Wow, that was just, I'm just thinking back to that day.
That was all over, like, New Jersey news.
I probably had the list party, like, in Jersey. 4th of July party in history. I mean, that is crazy.
Yeah, that was, and it was sponsored by Ciroc, I think, right?
Yeah. My neighbors still can't forgive me for it.
So how did that all come about? Like, did Fatboy hit you up, or how did that come about?
Well, all right, so my friends always joke about this. They love the video of me saying, I was sipping a pina colada on the beach, and then we got a call from Fatboy. So that was, you know, and then he's like, you know, I want to have like a 4th of July party and I want you guys to be a part of it. I'm like, what do you mean a part of it? He's like, I want you guys to, you know, have the party. Which is like, okay, you know, anything for you, Fat Boy. And then, oh, it was crazy. I so can't believe it.
So what was your, when was your first link up with Fat Boy?
My first one.
Like, when did you guys first meet and, you know, because obviously you guys were not comfortable enough,
we first met each other.
Position for him to say, hey, let's throw a party at your house at that point.
You know? And Fetty Wap's Call My Number. I think it's called Shoot with the Helicopter. Mm-hmm. So that was the first time we ever met. That was crazy. I mean, I saw a helicopter was like right in front of me flying up in the air.
Oh, you were actually in the helicopter in one of
Yeah, I was in the Shades video.
Yeah.
And then for Rich Girl Mentality, the private plane.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so you met him at the Fetty Wap video shoot.
Yes, yes.
And what was the first thing you guys did together or worked on together or performed or whatever the case?
Let me see. What was the first show that we had to do? Well, we went out to dinner. You know, we had a meeting with him and that was like, you know, crazy. We were in like his video with the cake and the milk where he like throws it on someone. That was like taken, like I saw that being made.
Mm-hmm.
It was crazy. Yeah, it was crazy. I mean, like, oh, wow. They just like they just threw milk, and I was just like, okay, it's like crazy. So I don't remember the first. Maybe it was. I did a sneaker con. That was probably the first time I ever did a show with him. I did a sneaker con.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you performed? You performed there, or?
No, I was just he performed there, and I was just, you know, there like with him. You were part of his crew and everything.
Nice. And then, so what? Like, how did? Because again, he called you up. He's like, all right. Throw the 4th of July party. Obviously, you don't do that with anybody. I can't just call Adrian up, hey, I want to host this huge party at your place.
Of course you can.
Well, we didn't know it was going to be that crazy. Like, we didn't know it was going to be, like, that crazy with all these, like, people. So, like, when it started, like, you know, everyone started coming. It wasn't that bad. It was, like, 50 people. And they were in our backyard. And it just started getting, like, to hundreds and hundreds. And then, like, everyone was just cramped in my backyard. And it was just, like, crazy. I had, like, my friends there. And there's, like, tons of police officers, like, you know, there's like a cop car in front of my head. Tons of cop cars in front of my house. The whole street is all
she
backed
had the
up
block
with cars.
Lit.
Yes.
The whole
oh my God,
block
I did.
Lit. That's crazy.
You know, and then a little bit after the party, people were like sending letters to our house, like saying that like it was a disgrace what we did.
Oh man.
Neighbors on the other side of the gate with a cup of coffee, like, this is not right.
Yeah.
Hating,
they're just
bro.
Mad they didn't get invited.
Yeah,
that's
hating.
What
that's all
we have like neighbors from off the block, like from not like the neighbors around us, but like a couple blocks like down, like they came up and like they were like partying with everyone.
That's what you're supposed to do. If you can't beat them, just join them. Just throw your coffee bag and just jump in.
But that noise must have traveled like blocks.
Yeah, like there's like people like blocks away. Like,
that's why I was surprised it lasted
like, where the hell
for 2 hours.
Yeah, where the hell is this noise coming
from? We were
not
shutting it down. Like for a couple of hours, we were just like, no, this has to go. We really wanted to set off the fireworks, but we didn't get a chance to do that. It happens.
Good. That would have been the icing on the cake right there for the party.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
We could do on the next 4th of July party.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there we go. QVPC is going to provide media coverage for it.
Hey,
there it is.
Show up my Rockets.
Gotta keep it in a jersey. Gotta show jersey.
Bro. All right, let's just take a quick 2 minute break. Let's fill up on some drinks and stuff. I think my voice is already. You know,
yeah, what's?
Yeah, I'm losing. It's getting raspy. You know what I mean? So, no, I'm kidding. Derek's looking at me like, really? All right, we'll be back right after this, ladies and gentlemen.
My mommy taught me when I was young. and daddy been wrong before I was one. Yeah, I'm feeling important. What I'm wearing is imported. No, I don't know where it's from. Balenciaga, maybe Prada. Neiman Marcus and Dolce and Gabbana. And Gavardi, and Versace. And I'm stepping with the Lubas on my feet. Oh, my rich girl.
I want to say that I, like, love the name of your show.
Oh, really?
Yes. Thank you. Questionable cool. Behavior. Because yeah. I have, like, a lot of people that I know mm-hmm. that really have some, like, questionable, like, behaviors.
We're about to get into that.
Like, I really, like who? They know who they are. Ooh.
Maybe they don't, though.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure they do.
But they do.
She's too well trained to like tell us anything extra, you know?
Oh,
not like you guys. You guys told us everything.
I'll tell you everything.
I mean, they know who they are. You know the saying, like, if the shoe fits, kick mm-hmm. yourself, and you know, they know.
What? No worries. All right, where were we? We were just talking about the pool party. We didn't even talk about the $10,000 in fines that you guys had to pay.
Oh, yeah, the $10,000. We need to get into that.
You have $10,000 fines?
It's like a great time because, like, everyone from my town is, like, you know, on the live, and I want them to know that it's, like, their fault, too.
Yeah, y'all are some haters, man. People are trying to have a good time, and y'all finding them $10,000.
What town are you from?
East Hanover.
All right, so East Hanover. Why? Like, why? You could have just showed up to the party. You didn't have to call the cops.
Yeah, they didn't have to call the cops, but...
You were all invited.
Yeah.
The whole block was, huh?
So everybody within 5 miles of where she lives, basically, you already know. Yeah. You've been called out.
Yeah. Mm.
You've been called out. Anybody in a 5 mile radius, yeah.
You know, the thing that's, like, really funny is I constantly get DMs saying, like, can you come to New Jersey? Can you come to East Hanover?
It's like,
I get that so much. I, like, so many people have asked me, can you come to East Hanover? I'm like, I live there.
I am in East Hanover.
I marked my territory when I had that party.
Actually, you can curse. You were just talking about how some of your songs were censored that you didn't want to be censored. So,
who puts your image together? Like, you pick out your outfits, or somebody tells you, like, you're going to wear this, and this.
I mean,
so you have a stylist, or no?
No. My mom tells me a lot what to wear.
Awesome. Man, that's what's up. You kind of just, like, get up, you show up, you do the show, you chill.
Everyone who I was talking about in the live literally left. I saw everyone joining, and I was just like, now everyone left.
It's fine. They're gonna see it again.
They know what's up, you know.
Because they got work.
Said, as soon as she said, they know who they are, like she said.
Everyone ooh, they dip. Everybody dip. They like, oops.
Get out. She knows.
They know.
Now you share that for the next 24 hours and everybody gonna know now. Look at that. Look at mine. Everybody's just waiting.
As I'm talking about it, the viewers go down more.
Yeah. Even some of my viewers left. They're like, oh, I was there. Nah, that's cool. I don't got makeup on. It's good. I'm chilling.
You have the highlight and everything?
Yeah, look at this. I don't even got my right hairstyle today. I got two little pom-poms.
Oh, man, you out here, bro.
Yeah, bro, I had to make it out here somehow.
Yeah, Adrian likes to play down himself as well. You know what I mean?
It's not about
because
me today.
Quantum Split and you guys, you've been doing some big shit this year, man. You know, I was hanging out with him at the bar, and we're talking about this McDonald's stuff and whatever that they've been at. And while we're sitting there, the commercial fucking pops up on the TV.
Oh wow!
I'm like. Like, bro, what the... As if he, like, told the bar, play, like, I'm coming. That was funny as hell.
Gotta get my rep out there, you know?
Hmm. Are we gonna see you on any commercials soon?
She's looking.
Hopefully. Yeah.
Plenty. Well, we're probably gonna see you plenty.
Yeah. That's why I'm glad we got this interview, because I know you're gonna blow up, so...
Hmm. Well, she's already... Oh!
Real Music Rises.
Yeah, there you go. That's actually designed by another co-host who couldn't make it today. Shout out to Queen of Critics,
Jasmine.
Yeah, so she couldn't make it out today, but that was designed by her. Also, we forgot to congratulate you on reaching 200,000 followers on Instagram officially. Congrats. Like, as of this week, right?
Yes.
200,000. All right, so when you started around 11 years old, like a couple years ago, you had, like, obviously no followers.
I had like 800 followers.
And then now it's 200,000. So how do you feel kind of obliged to give those fans something on a daily basis because there's so many now? Like, do you feel like it's almost like a job to maintain, you know, that connection?
Of course it's a job to, like, maintain everything, but I, like, feel, you know, I feel like if I post too much, I'll just, like, bore them. Like, they don't want to see everything, like, every day.
I want to oversaturate.
I really want to get more into, like, the photo shoots and posting that and posting more stuff on, like, maybe posting more stuff like every other day. I want to soon get into that.
Instead of like, oh, hello, Instagram again.
Yeah. Yeah, like that. I took a little break in December. Had to, you know, have like a little time to myself and everything. You know, nothing too serious. Something with like personal issue and everything.
You did have an operation actually as well.
Yeah, I had an operation. Well, that was the reason why. Mm. So, yeah, on my ears.
Okay. So what exactly happened?
So my ears used to stick out from like a really young age. And it always bothered me. Mm-hmm. And they were causing me pain because I had hard muscle behind my ear. So it was forcing them to, you know, like stick out. So mm-hmm. it kept getting worse because of the hard muscle. And they removed it and then...
They removed the hard muscle.
And then they pinned back my ears so that they look good. And then I just recently got my ears pierced. And like a couple days ago, I was like, I want the third hole. So then I pierced my ears.
So right after the operation, congratulations with the pierced ears.
Yeah, I did it myself and everything.
How was
you did it yourself?
Yeah, I did the two first ones they did, and the third one I recently did.
How did you do it?
Piercing gun.
You just was like,
wow. You go on YouTube, you put how to pierce your ears, and you pierce your ears. I pierced my ears too.
I didn't know.
YouTube.
I thought you got to go to the spot and they do it for you.
Does that hurt?
Does that hurt? Like just,
you know? It didn't hurt.
I did the old fashioned way with a needle, a piece of ice, and a lime.
Of course you would.
Oh, I did the ice, but it didn't numb anything.
It didn't work?
No.
How was the recovery time for your ear?
After the operation. A month.
Oh, okay.
Took a month.
Yeah,
because I saw the one picture and you were completely your whole head was like in a cast.
Yeah, well, that was so that it was like tight to my ear and everything. But I mean, they look really good, so I'm happy. Like my ears look beautiful. I like love like putting my hair up because I haven't been able to for like my whole like 14 years of life.
Mm. But was it more like the pain or the look?
Or both. It was 100% both. Okay. I mean, it was like the look. Like I wasn't able to. I would look weird if I put my hair up, and then. The pain was like when I was sleeping, it was uncomfortable. If I put goggles on, it was uncomfortable. Sometimes you just be uncomfortable without even doing anything. And then you'd also be uncomfortable in like the cold. Yeah, because they were not even like, they were just sticking out. So it was like the cold would just totally wreck them.
And then on top of that, you look at yourself and then you feel uncomfortable too. It's like, man.
Yeah, it's like I couldn't, like I hated going in the pool and like coming out and my hair was like slicked back and I had these like little like, I look like Dumbo. So remember we were talking about Disney? They could have casted me as the live action Dumbo.
Oh man. That's crazy. She's burning herself. So that brings us into the plastic surgery in general. Because you are in an industry where, you know, famous stars, obviously older than you, do plastic surgery like it's nothing. So is that something that you are comfortable with or something that you thought about in the future, or it's just not? This was one instance where you had to kind of do it.
Well, I mean, if I feel like it's making you uncomfortable in any way, whether it's pain or whether it's just your look, I feel that you should get it fixed, you know, to like a certain extent. I feel that I'm totally okay with everything like that. I mean, I feel that this is something that really helped my life. You know, I was uncomfortable with it, look-wise, feeling-wise, and, you know, until I got it fixed, I feel a lot better.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Mm. So, all right. So if it's for you, if you're comfortable, if you're uncomfortable in a sense.
Yeah, then I think that you should definitely fix it if you feel uncomfortable.
Do you feel it's going to be like a tattoo? You see, like whenever you get a tattoo, then you know you want another one and then you want another one. Do you feel like that might happen to you? Like you might end up like, I got this fixed. Now I want to get that fixed. Then I want to get my toes fixed.
That's a good question. Yeah.
It's a great question.
I don't think so. I mean, I think this is just something I really wanted since a young age. Like this is something that I really needed to fix because it was like, you know, it was like horrible. Like I had to, like everyone else got to wear like ponies. I don't know how to put my hair in a messy bun.
In a messy bun.
Yeah, I can't.
Adrian knows.
Yeah, I know. I got two little buns right now.
Like I don't know how to. I'm like still working. Like I still like putting my hair up like this. Like this was something I had to learn how to do because I never did it.
Oh, you're still working on the hair up styles. You still learning the hair up styles.
Yeah, I have to still work on that. I mean, putting my hair behind my ears, that's even a challenge. I don't know how to do it.
Mm. Man, I'm not sure. I'm trying to like figure it out myself, but I cut my hair recently, so
long hair.
I try to leave it long for the winter because the moment I cut it, my head starts getting really fucking cold, man. Especially with this, I don't know why I'm not even cursing. Fuck. I had to get that out of the way so I feel more comfortable. So
all right, enough about you.
So I don't hold back the rest of the curse.
Let's get back to it.
Let's get back to the start.
Like, I don't care about your hair, bro. All
right, so we're gonna hear you. You're going to perform a song for us today, the song that has not came out yet. It's All Good Girls Go Bad.
Yes.
Exclusive.
And we're going to get a little clip of an exclusive song.
Exclusive.
Called Letter towards the end of this episode so the fans can hear just a sneak peek of that. So Derek was asking you earlier, when is the album going to come out? When? Because I'm sure by now you had all these songs that are hits and people are probably
they want to hear the body of work. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess I release everything in like a small dosage. So they, you know, they get a song, like a year later they get another song. Mm-hmm. But I am definitely this year, 2019, I'm going to release a couple of songs.
She like a song and a half.
So no album, but multiple EPs.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to bring music out that only my fan base can hear. I want to be able to do it when I can reach it to, like, you know, get it really out there. Mm-hmm. I want to, you know, like, each time I release a music video, you know, it gets views and mm-hmm. more views and everything. And I get, each day I get more Instagram followers. So when I release a song, like, All Good Girls Go Bad, I want to be having a comfortable amount of Instagram followers so that everyone can hear it.
So it gets really, every song gets to a new level kind of thing. You want to keep that trend going.
Yeah, I want to keep that trend going.
And is like this type of decision to just release one song now, one song later, whatever, is that a team effort or how do these decisions get made?
Well, you know, it's a team effort. You know, I have my writers, Kaz, Cloud, and Devin Devine. You know, I have my, like, you know, my producers, like Dima Wet, and he's been with me since the start, like Rich Girl Mentality. Like, he's been with me all through that. He's produced every songs, and you know, Kaz and Devin have been with me in every recording session. And then, you know, I have my other executive producer, which is Jerry Wonder.
Okay.
He's with the Fugees.
Oh, okay.
And right. Justin nice. Bieber. And then I only have one engineer. He's Serge.
Okay.
And then I have, you know, a couple other people like Hal Dawson, D Starmaker, Dapperman, all of them, you know, help get me shows and everything.
Nice. So how did this whole team come together? Like, how did you, you know, get this this engineer, this producer, these writers, et cetera? Who brought all these people together?
Shout out to your dog.
She's always over there playing security. So
yeah, so, I mean, third time. I mean, Kaz is my cousin. Mm-hmm. And then Devin is, like, family to us because, you know, Kaz dates her cousin, if that makes sense. Okay. It's all like a cousin thing.
Keep it in the
and
family.
Then, you know, through time, I got Dima Wet and Jerry and Serge, and I met Cal and D Starmaker and Dapperman. Like, all through time, I was able to, you know, meet everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, we built up my team and everything.
Nice. All right. So, and then in general, like the writers, so you had a couple of writers from Sony, and then the song you're going to perform
from Universal.
Okay. So there's a writer from Universal. How does that link up come about? Like, does Sony have their own writers in general, and then they're like, they offer that service to you?
So,
or is there a certain deal you have to sign together to have a song with them? Or
the deal is actually like through like the writer and everything from, okay, you know, from Sony and Universal. So I have three songs from Sony and then one song from Universal, and you know, that's in contract and everything. So, you know, I have the songs, but with them, and then Rich Girl Mentality and Shades, they're like in-house songs. So they're like with my writers and everything.
Mm. Okay, nice. And then, so your mom does the management. And how about your shows? You said you have a couple people that get your shows and book you shows.
Yes.
Was that the case from the beginning or?
Well, I mean, through time, I guess I met everyone. You know, a couple of the shows, like, we got through the contact on my Instagram. And I have people, you know, get me shows. But then even the show with Funk Flex, I knew someone. So these, like, the three people I listed, they didn't get me that. I know someone who I was like, oh, can I, like, I'd be on that? And they were like, of course. Like, we would love for you to, you know, meet Funk Flex and everything. Mm-hmm. And perform with him. And so they didn't. So, like, I made that connection myself.
How was that experience, kicking it with Funk Flex, the legend?
Oh, wow. It was crazy. Yeah.
Mm.
That was.
Did you feel like he was observing you, every word that he was speaking to you? Did you feel like he was just being very observative?
Well, I saw him. He was like at the top of like the balcony when I was performing. So I didn't really get to see him that much when I was performing. But at the end, when like he was leaving, he's like, oh, I want a picture with her. So we took a picture. And like I posted it on my Instagram. And then that's when like some issues happened where some people like apparently saying that Instagram wanted to take it down. They were just really wanting my information and everything.
After that.
Yeah, they sent like a fake email. Yeah, it was like, you had to type in your information for the email. So I typed in like the wrong password for my Instagram page and everything. Yeah. So then, like, now, I mean, they can't get into it. If they're watching this, they can't get into it. I mean, I have, like, the two access and everything. They can't get into it. The email on
they
the
tried,
other hand. They have the email they want.
They're trying to hack our Instagram, like, every day. That's crazy.
That's a good sign, though. That means you're going up.
I mean, if they want it, I mean.
Ain't nobody trying to hack our Instagrams.
I know they're saying, like, if you want it, go get it.
That's a good point.
That's a great point.
Well, actually, when I was, I had 800, nah, I had, like, 600 Instagram followers. And it got, like, hacked. When I had, like, 600 Instagram followers. Like, I lost, like, 100 followers. And then it went private, my account.
Somebody knew that you were going up. That's why. They were like...
I mean, at this time, I don't even
think
I was...
Let's get her now before it goes to 200,000.
Like, I think this was, like, at, like, a holiday party. And it happened. And, like, it was... I wasn't even thinking. Like, of course, like, everyone knew that I was in, like, the school productions. But, I mean, this was, like, before I even was had the idea of going in the recording studio.
It's funny, when you're at parties before, it's like they try to slip something in your drink. Now they try to steal your Instagram.
That's crazy. Let me ask you a question. When was it, what point in your life when you realized, like, damn, I'm lit. I could actually be a star. When was that?
Or did that even happen yet?
Oh, has it?
I was just going to say, I mean, I wake up and I'm like, all right, this outfit's cool. This is cool. But, like, I feel like once in a while, like, I'll just, like, look in the mirror. I'm like, okay, damn, like, I'm lit. But I haven't really gotten to the point where I wake up every day and I'm like, oh.
Do you do, like, a little dance when you realize you're like, oh, I'm Dutch?
Yeah, 200,000.
200,000. See, I'm not, like, shocked like that. Like, I'm just like, my mom's like, oh, you just hit 200,000 Instagram followers. I'm like, oh, okay. I'm watching Netflix now.
So nothing, not yet,
I guess. It doesn't faze me, but, I mean, sometimes I just get, like, seriously, like, when I met, like, Fat Boy, I was like, oh, my God, like, it's Fat Boy. When I met Fetty Wap, I was like that. Mm-hmm. So when I meet all these people, like, I kind of, like, you know, get a little... 6'9", I was like... 6'9". I was in his dressing room and everything, like this huge room, and like Shoddy was there, you know, hashtag free Shoddy, hashtag free 6'9". Yeah. Get my boy out.
They're working on it.
Yeah. Right?
So I wish the best to them. I hope they don't, you know, spend the rest of their lives in jail and everything.
Yeah, it's trash.
Yeah. But
Bobby Smurder's coming out pretty soon.
Bobby Smurder will be home in about, I think, a year.
Right?
Yeah, 2020.
Hey, listen, I hope he's coming out with some tracks.
So I'm saying, some people write the best tracks while they're in there.
Yeah, because Meek Mill came right out and boom, fire album.
I'm pretty sure Bobby going to come with some heat, man.
Yeah, we'll
see. Yeah, well, I mean, his song with 6ix9ine, that didn't, like, pretty good. Was it Stupid, that song?
Yeah.
Mm. Yep. Yeah, all of 6ix9ine's songs did well.
Every one of them.
11 for 11, I think it was.
Every one of them.
Hey, listen, I don't think the substance is there. I can't really name you a memorable 6ix9ine line, but every single song.
BB sagging.
But like, he had six or seven songs in the top 100 and whatever.
Yeah, like he.
Well, my favorite one out of all songs, the line that I'm like, I always will remember this, would be the. What was it? The one where in high school, and you was a man, homie. No, in high school, you was a man, homie. Now you smoking black and mild. Like, that part, that's the best lyric that he ever, like, put out. Damn, homie.
He really hit the gram, like, a
The gram is not the same, bro.
It's so boring without him.
It's not the same.
Then you got, like, Soulja Boy coming in here, like, trying to save the day. And I'm like, just like, you're not 6ix9ine.
Like, sit down, bro.
He did good, though. I mean, that was a smart move because he went viral. He was a viral meme. He's still a viral meme. Soulja Boy.
Soulja's yeah, a legend.
People don't realize that,
but he's a legend. Like, he
with his dirty ass Gucci headband. That was a great ass publicity stunt.
It was great, man. It's great marketing. Some people know how to market.
Bro, he was showing off his cars, and I was reading through the comments, and they're like, bro, all you did was change the color in that car. That's still a 2002 BMW. Stop showing the same cars every year. Yeah. But hey, that's what gets the Instagram.
Yeah, I mean, publicity is like publicity. Like, it can be bad or good, but it's publicity.
Yeah,
true.
Exactly.
Yeah,
word.
And but you need the haters. 6ix9ine nailed it. He nailed the publicity stunts and whatever with the bro.
I just wish he would have dialed back. He did. He took too long to dial back, and everybody.
He went a little bit too far.
Yeah, it's like, you gotta relax.
Wait, when he went a little too far with his trippy red ex girlfriend, that was crazy.
Oh yeah, that was
that. And then when Chicago was running around chasing him,
looking for him, like he had the whole Chicago looking for him.
Yeah,
he pulled up at 5 o'clock. a.m. to O Block. That was smart.
No, no, he pulled up at like 10 and then told everybody, hey, it's 5 a.m. I'm here. Where are you?
No, it was 5 a.m. when he pulled up and he told
everybody. He told everybody it's 10 o'clock. Nobody's out here.
Yeah, it was 5 o'clock in the morning.
Smart, but motherfucker. I can't hit him for that.
Yeah, that was like funny when he was like, what was it? On the Trippie Redd concert. Mm-hmm. And everyone was like, screw 6ix9ine. And he's like, hey, babe, listen. And then like Trippie Redd's girlfriend, like,
That's the funniest stuff ever. That's low.
And Trippie Redd, they actually like, I know his people around there, like from the Atlanta area and whatever. They're not like a joke. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're actually out there in the streets and stuff like that.
I honestly feel like they are cool with each other, or we're cool with each other. It's just, I don't know.
Instagram.
Trolling. I feel like if they see each other in person, like, nothing really would happen, though.
Yeah. Who knows?
Yeah, that one video where like Trippy was using the his plaque with 6ix9ine as an ashtray. No, it was the one where he was like sitting on the toilet and he had it like underneath his feet and like a mat.
That's a move right there. Yeah. All right, so now I really want to touch up on basically. All right, right now the Me Too movement is everywhere in all the industries, and especially in entertainment. So you're a young female entering this industry where, you know, a lot of dirt bags are popping up and a lot of women are coming out and finally revealing all this information. So is that something that you're worried about, or how is that something maybe you have experienced already, or like is this something in your mind at all, period?
You mean like for like, you know, having issues with people in like the industry?
You know, like, yeah, like, are, you know, just males in the industry that are coming out that, you know, I guess have attempted dirty sexual things to towards be
perverted.
Females.
I'm not perverted. Really like, oh no, I'm not really worried about it. I don't like to think about it. I mean.
But is it something that you're self-aware of?
I'm like self-aware of it. I mean, my parents go everywhere with me, so mm-hmm. I'm not really concerned about it.
She got the gang with her, so it's not.
Yeah, I mean, like my gang pulls up. So
gang, like, it's more like something that happens when you're by yourself. Like you walk into a room by yourself, and they're like, "All right, so sit down. Let me talk to you about something."
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know, bro, but all these famous, you know. And I'm sure it's something that was ongoing for a long time in the industry, and then just now people are comfortable to bring it out and talk about it and bring. But
I feel that. I mean, like if someone was like, you know, was like talking to me, I'd be like, my mommy told me not to talk to strangers.
Listen, the same rule that apply when you're not a superstar apply when you're a superstar. Yeah, that's funny
shit. No, I don't want that candy, sir. In this case, no, I don't want that record deal just for you. Sir. Talk to my mom. Sir,
the only thing changes is, you know, what they're offering you.
Yeah, it's true. It's,
I don't like lollipops.
Oh man! All right, so we're gonna hear a performance for "The Good Girl Goes Bad." We're gonna hear the track. You're gonna sing over it, and then we'll come back right after that. So we're gonna take a quick break, and we're gonna go right into a performance, and you guys will love it and hear it. And yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
What were you gonna say?
No, that'd probably be it. Like, after the performance, I'm pretty sure she got it.
Probably, yeah. Yeah, we have maybe one or two more things to talk about, and then we're done.
So you say stay tuned.
Let's talk about it now.
You want to talk about it now and just end it with the performance?
Yeah.
Boom.
All right, we'll do that. Let's get it over. All right, so what are your goals for the future in general? You're 14 now, so let's say by the time you're 18, 21, where does Angelica want to be?
Well, I mean, I want to be, like, someone who's, like, a household name by, like, 16.
Ooh. By 16. Okay.
Yeah, I don't want to like wait until I'm 18 or 21.
Yo, you're so young though. You're so young.
Like that doesn't like I feel like I need it like that, like now. Like
you need it now. I understand.
I mean, like I feel like it's just gonna be too late when I'm 18 or 21. I have to do it right now. Like so, I wanna be like, you know, blown up by like when I'm 15, but like a household name when I'm 16. So when I'm 18 and 21, I wanna like, when I'm 18, I wanna get my own house.
Yeah. By that time, it's already.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I don't even know how to put my clothes in like a freaking laundry machine. I don't even know what it was called. I was about to say dishwasher.
What? Wash your clothes in a dishwasher.
Like, yeah. So I was just, But, you know, that's, like, my goal and everything. Like, I want to, you know, be, like, a household name by the time I'm 16. So I want to be already there. So
and touring, et cetera.
18 to 21, I guess that I want to be going on tour, like, around the world.
Yeah.
Like, Dubai, like, all stuff like that. England.
Yeah.
Lit.
Now, so you don't have a lot. You don't have a lot of music out in general. So when you were performing and going through stages, are you performing a lot of stuff that hasn't that the public hasn't heard? And...
Yeah, I mean, I'm usually performing stuff that they haven't heard. I love performing "All Good Girls Go Bad." Like I vibe to that song.
Mm. And then you come with background dancers. So who are? Is it normally the same school of background dancers that you're that are coming with you to perform and, well, and that are in your music videos, et cetera? Or...
So I'm starting to like perform at a lot of clubs. Mm-hmm. So my backup dancers that I normally have cannot come with me because they're underage. So I have to get, you know, like some older girls who are over 21 that are allowed to be there.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a little challenging, but
So you have the people just handle that? Like just well, yeah, I go scout to the girls or do you scout them? Or?
I mean, you know, I have to like go to like the rehearsal and everything and like learn a little bit of the dance. Like my best performance so far was the one with Funplex. Like I actually was like, look like I can dance.
Mm. Because you got, yeah, well, that's what lead singers do anyway. You have everybody going crazy in the background, then you catch the last move. Ha, ha. Everything looks in, like in sync, you know?
So now the real question, can you actually dance?
Absolutely not.
So you don't think you could dance?
I don't know. I haven't seen
you. You know, like, you know that show, like, So You Think You Can Dance? Yeah. They should make another one for me, like, So You Don't Think You Can Dance.
Yeah, good idea. Just copyright that right
so
now.
So you don't think you can dance, but then every, yeah, you have, like, dance routines in every music video or everything, and it doesn't really, you can't really notice.
So are you, like, do you have, like, a choreographer, or, like, you working on it, or are you trying to perfect it?
Yeah, I mean, I've been working on it. I mean, so I don't think I could dance. Do I think I can learn to dance? Probably.
Everybody can learn to dance. Everybody can dance.
If you learn how to get 200,000 Instagram followers and you got to this point and you're only 14,
I'm pretty sure,
I'm pretty sure you're going to be able to dance.
I'm pretty sure you're going to learn how to
dance. I'm pretty sure by 16 you're going to know how to fly.
That's the truth. But all right, ladies and gentlemen, do you guys have anything else before we go into the performance?
No.
Huh? You?
Nah.
You love to talk, bro. I know you guys.
I mean, like, I could start asking all kinds of questions about like your diet and like how you stay in shape and all that, but.
Pizza bagels.
You said what?
I said piece
she's
of bagels.
14. Do you think 14? She needs a diet?
She doesn't need a diet.
I don't know. Maybe she got somebody also working that too. Like,
no, that's I mean, the truth. Like, I don't even think that's healthy. Like,
pizza bagels.
I love pizza bagels.
Like a diet. I mean, I love sushi.
Oh, I love sushi.
Sushi.
Sushi. I'm like crazy for sushi. I want to have sushi.
I've never eaten a pizza bagel.
You never had a pizza bagel,
damn, bro? Ever. You got to get out more.
A piece of bagel.
Never,
I'm gonna get you something, bro.
Never. I'm too Albanian for pizza bagel.
I mean, like, I don't even like drinking water. Like, I like Coke and everything, like Pepsi.
Man.
Actually, like, do you guys like Coke or Pepsi better?
I like Pepsi.
Yeah, I like Pepsi too.
I like Pepsi. Yeah. Pepsi game.
I like Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper? Yeah. Dr. Pepper? Both of those? No.
What?
No,
Dr.
Come
Pepper
on.
Has like
literally
a weird...
said no one. Yeah.
Dr. Pepper tastes like. Like Coke like, with like medicine in it.
Yeah, it tastes like doctor, yeah, like the doctor prescribed it.
Nah, you just gotta have a very exquisite palate for that. Like,
so
I'm
you
sorry,
got, so you're saying it's an acquired taste?
Yeah, it's an acquired taste. That's all.
Okay.
You know, what's going on with the same thing with sushi. Sushi's, you know, first time I put a piece of sushi in my mouth, I was like, who wants to eat raw fish with rice?
Oh my god, it's so good.
It's good, bro. You know? I like it.
I had to acquire that too.
Well, yeah, I used to not like it, and then I just tried it one day, and I was like, oh, this is good.
Yeah.
Oh, the camera died. So, I'll be right back with the.
Can we have a rip in the chat?
Huh?
So can we have a rip in the chat?
Yeah, we can.
Yeah, of course.
No, it's like a. Never mind.
Huh?
What is
no,
it?
Come on.
What is
it's
it?
Like, rip in the chat, like take a Twitch, like you know when you like go like Fortnite and everything, and they're like, they die on Fortnite. You'd be like, can I have a rip in the chat?
Yeah, you got to remember like. These guys are like three times your age, so like you gotta educate.
Yeah,
them
I didn't
a
know
bit.
What a ripping the chat was, but now I do.
Yeah,
thank you for letting me know.
Yeah, I have my brother. My brother is
12.
12, yeah. So I guess 2 years younger.
I knew his brother age. He ain't even know. That's damn.
Yeah,
shit.
Damn,
that's,
bro.
Oh, my brother started musical production, so maybe we'll link him up to Angelica. By the time she's 16, he better be a fucking 14-year-old working because now I'm like, I'm looking at her, and you just put so much pressure on my brother from me that he doesn't even know it yet. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
But all right. Do you think you got like lucky, like, or you kind of just like
work?
Yeah.
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with luck.
Combination.
Yeah, I think a lot of it.
Because you know, I don't think like any just 14-year-old or any 11-year-old can get to your point, like just like because they join a church choir and like.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, like, yeah, it has to do. I mean, I got lucky with my parents.
Yeah.
That they would let me do all this.
It's like you need the right mix of parents, the right mix of, you know, your voice, the right mix of your image, the right mix of.
It was just meant to be.
Yeah.
I feel like that was meant to be. It's meant for you to be a star, honestly.
Yeah.
What would you have done if you would not be doing this?
Be in school.
Right now?
Be in school. I'll Snapchat just like.
I'd be in school. Oh, phone's on. Yeah, we gotta.
Yeah, like I mean, career wise, like if there anything else that you could have pictured yourself doing besides this?
Not really. I mean, no. I mean, I really can't picture myself doing anything other than music. But if like I had to choose,
yeah.
Well, she had a vocal coach from six. If like let's just say
music,
you know?
If music, let's just say music didn't exist and everything, and like no one would like, there's no such thing as famous people and everything. I don't know. Like, I want to be like a doctor or something. Like either way, I want to help people. It's whether it's through music or something else.
That's why you got the white lab coat?
Yeah, that's exactly why.
The white lab coat.
It's like, just in case it don't work out, I'm ready.
But like I said, she's had a vocal coach since she was six. So it's been stuff to improve her for a career in this since.
Been embedded, you know what I mean?
One question about that. Do you feel that it's absolutely necessary to have a vocal coach if you're trying to get to that level? Or you feel like you could have just developed your singing on your own by just like humming stuff in your room?
No, I definitely think I needed a vocal coach. But I feel like if someone is not like able to get that, I feel like they could do it without one.
Yeah.
I feel like they could. I mean, I feel like, you know, if you need to be able to do something, I feel like anyone could be able to do it.
Thank you. I'm about to go home and sing right now.
No, she didn't say that much. All right.
I mean, I'm not 14 anymore, but
go home and try like Pepsi and Coke and get rid of the Dr.
No.
Pepper. Oh,
no. No, yeah, I was drinking Coke and I'm singing Whitney Houston.
Yeah, she needs to get rid of that Dr. Pepper first and then tell me about singing.
Yeah. I mean,
if that works, I'll let you know. I'll switch over if it works.
Please do.
Yeah, but listen, guys, he's coming from like 7 Cola to freaking Dr. Pepper, so it's a big move getting a brand name to begin with. 7 you know?
Cola. Yeah, don't play my Dominican Coke, bro.
7 Cola.
All right, we can get back on the music with like, yeah. Well, I'm bad to sing, you know? All good girls go bad. From Universal and everything. I feel like everyone's like just trying to like hold in their laughs.
No, I like the way you just took that over. And
Yeah.
Go ahead, take it. So your segment.
Yeah, so I'm like excited to sing that, you know. Hopefully can release that soon, you know. I want to like kind of start recording, like, you know, like to figuring out what I'm going to do for the music video.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you want to try like, because right now your music is very radio friendly, you know what I mean? It has a certain hype up vibe to it. Are you planning on trying like different types of genres almost, let's say, like slower, you know, whatever?
Yeah, well, I mean, I feel like we're going to get a little bit of a sneak peek of that tonight. So you're going to see like All Good Girls Go Bad, and then you're going to see Letter. That's totally different.
That's a different vibe completely.
Definitely different. Different than a lot of the songs I've already, like, I don't even know like what category to put it under.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I feel like I'm definitely in the future, I want to try all different kinds of things, you know, to just, you know, keep everyone interested.
Mm-hmm. And obviously broaden.
Yeah, like Ariana Grande just did that. Like her song 7 Rings is totally different than any other song she's ever
released. With 2 Chainz, right? Was it with 2 Chainz?
No, I don't think so.
No, I think maybe 2 Chainz just
reposted
7 Rings. And then there are like tattoo issue that it's like barbecue grill instead of 7 Rings.
She really has that tattoo? I thought that was like fake.
No, yeah, no.
She really has barbecue grill tatted on her?
Yeah.
Wow. When you're at that point, we can't understand it.
No, she got it by mistake. It wasn't like I wanted to give barbecue grill. They just, whoever did her dirty, I guess.
Oh, really?
That's slight,
that
bro.
Yeah, it was by accident. Barbecue.
That's the least of her worries right now.
She has too much money to get an accidental tattoo.
That's what I was thinking in the back
you know
of
what I mean?
Head,
come on.
Shit happened.
Yeah.
Those publicity stunts we talked about.
Yeah.
They're everywhere.
She trolling with a tattoo.
Gotcha.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to hear the Angie. She's gonna come here and give us a performance with All Good Girls Go Bad, which I want to talk to you about that title after anyway.
Okay.
But
definitely, we have to.
But we're gonna go into the performance now shortly, and then we'll be back right after this.
Get up, wanna creep up a high with a powerful impact. Boom like a cannon, we bump into the records on the radio and dancing on you. Can we get busy tonight?
They keep calling my phone, but I ain't picking up. They be trying to get on, but can't get enough. Can't finish it every time I hit them up. They don't make me feel the way you do me in the club. When you talk to me so exotic, talk fine to me, you're the pilot now. And if you're dishonest, I can fulfill your desires now. Let's get in touch. Ooh, survive this. You gotta look forward to feel the rush. Ooh, after a little bit, I know you won't get enough. I'ma be the best you ever had. All good girls go bad. Don't be mad. I'ma be the best you ever had. Everything I tell you, boy, I need it. If you wanted to show me how much you needed, I'm the best kind of love. But be cautious, fluffy like the carpet, he love it, it's the softest. So secure, ready for this body, keep talking. No batteries included in recharges. Wadi watch a booze, a detoxing. Walked up on me, ooh, and no stopping. Whisper in my ear, I got a bitter and a lip. Ain't no magic, hit the sun when the ceiling disappears. I got the juice, protein boost. Energy high, so it started in the coop. Once so wild out here trying to call a truce. Although she was talking, what it do, baby? When you talk to me so exotic, talk fine to me, you're the pilot now. And if you're dishonest, I can fulfill your desires now. Ooh, the night's still young, you're my boy, so let's get in touch. Ooh, survive this, you gotta look forward to feel the rush. Ooh, after a little bit, I know you won't get enough. I'ma be the best you ever had. All good girls go bad.
When they like start.
Yep.
Like...
You gotta do that.
What do you think about this song? You like it?
Well, that one part I messed up on so bad.
It's unnoticeable.
Because I was like, I don't know if I should go high or not. And I was like, I kind of did like both ways. And I messed up so bad.
Oh, don't even worry about it. That's what this editing tools are for.
Yeah. And anyway, the vocals were so great.
Yeah, if we even just like take the first few clips, forget about it.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
15 seconds, 30 seconds.
Yeah.
No, that was an amazing performance. Let's clap it up one more time for Angie, everybody. And shout out to Adrian. Thank you for bringing the guitar through.
You're amazing. Adrian.
Thank you guys. Thank you guys.
I didn't get your phone number.
Appreciate it.
I just wanted to know if we had to see it like the live raw
exactly.
version. Like
the
when
raw,
you can sing in that environment.
Yes.
No,
exactly.
I'm serious because like I love you like on stage with her.
Oh, yeah,
I'm
like
down.
She gets calls all the time to perform.
And that was like raw. Like...
Yeah, that was like you guys didn't even practice.
Yeah,
you just like
it just picked it up.
Yeah, that was my first time ever.
I was just gonna say.
Are you serious?
That was your first time with a guitar.
Never ever played with anybody.
Oh, what?
Wow. Wow, yeah. That was crazy.
We got to give you another round of applause
for
that.
The first time on the Question We Have a podcast.
Wow.
I never even like attempted to like sing like with a guitar at all.
This was all a master plan by the evil genius Edison to bring in an expert guitar player for this episode.
You look like an evil scientist.
He is. He always scheming.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. First of all, thank you for coming through with the guitar. Those vocals were amazing. I love that song. And we're excited to hear it come out. Everybody got a little bit of a sneak peek.
I think everybody's going to like that song. That's a good song. Yeah. It's a good vibe.
Adrian didn't want to stop.
I literally love the song. As soon as I heard it, like the first 5 seconds, it's like, boom, that's it. Mm. That song's going to be a hit.
Yeah, for sure. I agree. Every song she's put out has been a hit. So
I believe that one's going to bring it even higher.
That's a hit.
Yeah, because it's a different vibe. It's different from her music that she usually put out.
And I like the fact that the song has content. Like a lot, you know. Depth, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Depth, not content. Sorry, my English.
Edison.
I apologize. All right, hold on. I'm just checking everything. We're good here. All right. So, Angie, first of all, thank you for coming on the show. It was a pleasure having you. And all the fans got to hear a little bit of the unreleased track, All Good Girls Go Bad. When is that set to launch?
Within the year, I don't really know anything yet. We know my.
So you give people just teasers.
I give like
something
like,
they get happy for. You know.
Yeah, like I never like to release a lot of information. I like surprises. Mm. Like my song Shades, like when I first put it out, like no one knew it was coming out. I just dropped it.
Oh, out of nowhere.
Yeah, out of nowhere on my birthday.
Mm. Wow.
Nice.
So you were talking about your first song. You got a lot of hate for it because I'm assuming because of the fact that you were buying the product, you know, all the So how do you deal with something like that at such a young age?
I didn't really go with it. Like, I mean, my parents probably expected me to not want to do any music after all the hate.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably what I thought about. That's what they want. So that's what they want me to do, to stop doing music. So.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta have tough skin.
Yeah,
I commend you on keep going and not, you know, getting in your feelings and letting them get you down, because you gotta have tough skin in this industry, because they're gonna hate, because they're not in your position.
And especially when you're young, because if you guys remember that Friday song, I mean, you're 10 times more talented than that girl. But
Friday
she,
from who?
You know, Friday.
Oh my God,
Friday.
Rebecca. That is so weird that you brought that up. I literally was just thinking of that song in my head.
Rebecca Black.
Like Friday.
Yeah,
because
I was gonna say she got so much hate for it. She couldn't even go back to like a regular life after.
Yeah,
like death threats and all this like craziness.
Yeah,
come on. Like it's a little kid song.
I will tell you this though: it don't matter what industry you work in, you're gonna have haters. You're gonna have people that like you.
Yeah.
The only thing is that in your industry, you're gonna have really big fame. You're gonna have really big haters. So just remember, it's gonna be with you no matter where you are.
Yeah, it's crazy that you brought that up. I was just thinking of that song, the part where she was like in the convertible.
Yeah.
It's like Friday.
I mean, listen, it was the most annoying song at that time, but like death threats, like you have nothing better to do than to send a little girl death threats. You know what I mean?
How old? She was like 15 when she released it.
I think so.
Like
she was like 15. Yeah, and that one just millions of views, but.
Yeah, she doesn't.
Yeah.
That's like, it's like one of the most disliked videos on YouTube.
At one point, it was the most disliked video on YouTube. At one point,
The number one, I think, is Baby by Justin Bieber.
Oh, yeah, I think so as well.
That's the most disliked song?
That's the most disliked song.
That's crazy.
Justin Bieber got death threats too when he was a kid. I mean, he probably still does today, but I'm saying like... If you're a grown ass person, why do you have time to send a kid death threats?
You got to think about it like that.
Yeah.
You're a super loser.
Like, exactly. Like, you have to be a super loser to, like...
Lucky for you, though, you went in the opposite direction.
Exactly. Grown-ups get death threats, too. Like, I bet, like, given that song, Whip on Gundam Style, like, I say another most disliked
video. Whip on Gundam Style.
Yeah, like, that song is severely disliked by many people.
I know, but, like, as an adult, it's like, okay, what I'm saying is if an adult is telling another adult, like, I want to kill you, that's different. If me as a 28-year-old comes into your DMs and is like, fuck you, and I'm going to kill you because of your songs, you know, that's like... Come on, as a 28-year-old, I have time out of my day to like say that to a 14-year-old. You know what I mean?
Just because you don't like the song.
Rebecca or Black.
Yeah, it's
just because of a song.
You got to look at your own life and
go
say, what's
wrong?
Go listen
to another song, you idiot. Like, you also, don't like that song, go listen to another one.
Developed artists get hate. Like, from like when Miley Cyrus released the song, what was it, Wrecking Ball?
Oh, my God.
She got so much hate for that. And now Ariana's Grande is getting so much hate for the Seven Rings song.
Mm-hmm. Now, your All Good Girls Go Bad song has some very... some lyrics that are above, that are ahead of your time, let's say. That's the best way I can word it. So I'm going to let you talk on that because I don't even know how to ask the question, really. Like, where does, you know?
Well, I mean, I guess when I first, like, heard the song, it was, like, around the time where I was still thinking about how kids of this generation, they don't want to see anything. I wouldn't say good. I'm trying to say they want excitement. Like, you see, you have a little pump, like, smashing tables on Instagram. Oh, like, that's what they want to see. Like, they want to, like,
they shock value. See. Shock value.
Yeah.
Something they haven't seen before.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, like,
just hype, like, hype. Everybody wants to be hype.
They want to, like, you know, they have people with tattoos on their face. They want to see that just because they can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, it's stuff like that. They want, like, wild.
That's a great point. Yeah.
Yeah, they want to see wild. They want to live their wild side through, like, other people.
And live through them.
I thought about it. I'm like, you know, some of these songs, like, aren't, I guess, like, won't make the cut. So I got to release a song that's, like, pretty crazy and out of, like, you know,
about
all the girls go bad and everything.
And, like, in your music video, it's people partying. But it's kids your age, you know, partying and, like, in, like, club scenes and things like that. So, in general... Do you think that's like a certain message going to the young crowds that's different? Or is that like something that's appealing to the young crowds because that's what they want to see anyway?
Well,
or that's
what they want to do? I think that a lot of parents, like, they would be like, if I release like a song, All Good Girls Go Bad, let's say there's a part like in a club, I'd be like, oh, that's like encouraging kids to like go to clubs and everything. And I'd be like, I think it's just really an excuse. I think their kids would do it anyway.
Yeah, I agree with you.
That's what they're waiting. That's what they want to see.
They
anyway.
Just want to like blame someone for their children's actions. With that,
oh,
that's basically what it is. But I think that I really want to, with that song, I really want to give like everyone what they want to see, like what the song that they would want to hear, and like the video. I want to make sure that I'm going to try not to have as many young kids that I usually have in that video. I want to focus more on older kids and. You know, older girls and clubs and driving and all that type of stuff that they want to see.
Because I guess as a 14-15-year-old, your next step is driving. You know, a couple years later, you're going to a club. So I'm sure, you know, that's what they relate to anyway, because it's something that they're looking forward to when they get older.
They can relate to, and something that they would like to like listen to and everything. And I'm like, I'm ready for like more of the. I guess if you say, like, parent hate. I don't know. I feel like a lot of parents that listen to something like it. I feel like they like it. But if you get, like, a parent who's extremely protective and they're, like, they're talking about, like, hooking up tonight, like, that's one of the lyrics in the song. I don't know if they're going to like that. But, I mean, publicity is publicity, so.
It's actually very noble, to be honest, of what you're saying, that you can actually help people live through you what they want to live.
Yeah. I mean, like, you got to have your wild side. That's what they want to see, and that's how they live through you. Like, that's...
That's amazing.
Yeah. And the fact that you're self-aware that... Your lyrics are a little bit is conspicuous the word? Because I don't like to use big words when I don't know. I don't know. I just
I
like to throw in big words and like,
questionable.
Yeah, you know, I just throw in a big. I just usually like throw a big word and then I just keep going and hopefully it just sticks.
So how about this? The song
promiscuous. Promiscuous. There it is. I know it was like cuous. You know.
Yeah.
The 14-year-old corrected me. Sorry.
Questionable in the song. You know the
Oh, plug.
Yeah.
There's the plug right there. That's going to be the poster for this episode.
She's been trying to tell you for the last 2 minutes.
Her behavior in the song is questionable.
Yeah. So
that's why you're here. All right, Angie. Thank you so much for coming on the show. We appreciate you being here. Your performances were fantastic, especially your live performance.
Acapella.
That's your acapella. Yeah. I was very stunned by that because you showed your range of vocals, and plus that was a fantastic song. Also, shout out to your parents for coming here, and shout out to the family parents, support behind you. You know, I'm sure that leads to success in general.
I'm so happy to be here. This is definitely like one of my favorite interviews by far.
Thank you. Usually we have poppers, but we ran out just last week. Damn.
No.
Do we have no more poppers there?
Rip in the chat.
Exactly. our own way, like
with poppers. That's exactly. But all right, thank you, Angie, and everybody. Don't forget to leave us 5 stars on iTunes, Stitcher, and everywhere that gives you star ratings.
Before we end, do you want to give anybody else shouts out or?
Shout out to my team. Shout out to my fans, because you know without them, I'd be nothing. Thank you guys so much for having me on here. It was an honor. You know, I really enjoyed everything. I loved, you know, doing my first, acapella with the guitar. I loved
first time, people.
Yeah, first time.
Raw acoustic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, raw acoustic. That was fire.
Yeah.
Can you give me your Instagram?
My Instagram is AngelicaMusicXO. You can go on my YouTube. My songs are Rich Girl Mentality and Shades. And thank you.
No problem. Angie, thanks you so much. And everybody, stay tuned. You can call it how you wanna. You can believe what they say. But the numbers don't lie. It's been a G thing. And I posted in a blitz up. Squad bouncing in the range. Haters watching from a distance. I can't see them for these shades. Jersey way, every day. Shades on Maserati, flying down the freeway. Hold up, tell the driver, take it easy. You haters ain't speeding through my mind these days. This your song, so pawn the replay. Shades. I can't see it.